Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews. We certainly appreciate you joining us for another edition of the show. Bo, how's it going, buddy?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I am good. Another week of madness and, plenty to talk about. And we've got a great show lined up for you guys today. We're going to do things a little bit differently. We're going to go in a little bit different order than usual. We have a really cool thing, announcement here that in just a couple seconds that Bo and I wanted to talk about. So we're going to do that in the first segment. And in the second segment is when we are going to talk to our buddy Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory, who usually starts the show with us. And then in the third segment of this week's show, we are going to talk to Troy. Is it DeRusse, Bo? He's a buddy of yours.
You got it.
Troy DeRusse, who is a local guy who has invented a new fishing lure. It's a crankbait style fishing lure. It's called the Pole Shaker. And I love the fact that we got local guys. You know, everybody's always tweaking on their lures and, you know, trying to find the next big thing or make a piece of gear or merchandise or whatever work a little bit better. And so Troy has made some modifications to your crankbait, and he calls it the Pole Shaker, and we're going to talk to him about it.
He's a good dude. He's an entrepreneur. He's a bricklayer, concrete guy by trade, but he just has all these side things going on. And when I started seeing stuff on Facebook about the Pole Shaker, I can't tell you what I first thought of, but just think of the name Pole Shaker.
Oh yeah, I think we all know what you thought of.
Your mind can go a lot of places, but it's a fishing lure. I've always known him as a huge fisherman, and he's just one of those guys. Deer hunting, fishing, whatever that is, he's in. And I was just shocked that he come up with his own lure. And so I had a chat with him, and anxious for you to hear about what he's got, because you love to fish as much as anybody I know.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about the Pole Shaker. I can't wait to talk a little fishing, which we will do with Troy a little bit later on in the show. So make sure you stick around for that. But first,
I did slide in that we were looking for free samples of the Pole Shaker lures, though.
Duh, no doubt. Absolutely. Yeah. I got to try that out for myself. And then before I can give it my endorsement.
Right.
So you need to send me several free ones there, Troy. We'll talk about that later.
Several.
But, Bo, we got some very exciting, awesome news for everybody here at the beginning of the show. So very recently, we had Corporal Todd Nicely on the show with us. People in St. Louis probably are familiar with that name. He's been on this show and many others. He had a terrible tragedy happen to him about 10 years ago while serving our country in Afghanistan, a terrible accident that took his arms and legs. And he came back home, and we worked with him on 97.1 10 years ago through a couple of different organizations. And, you know, they built a house for him and tried to do everything they could, you know, to help him out after he came back. And then he went through a lot of trials and tribulations and ups and downs in the last 10 years. And we just got a chance to catch up with him a couple weeks ago at a Joshua Chamberlain Society event, and then back here on the radio. And it's just been so good to reconnect with Corporal Nicely and get an update on his life. And the biggest news in his life now is that he is a brand new daddy, Bo.
My phone blew up this week, and I was like, why would Todd be calling me?
Right.
And I answered the phone, and he's like, the baby came. And we knew that they were anticipating inducing labor or whatever. And I guess she went in, and man, he was so excited. And to hear of a guy, Tony, that has gone through hell and back a couple of times, to have something so positive happen in his life that gives him a new mission. And the way he described it was the baby was born on the day that he deployed 10 years earlier to Afghanistan.
Isn't that amazing?
And he even said, I left to go fight in war with a bunch of kids. And then 10 years later here, I'm now going to be raising a kid.
10 years later to the day. That's wild. That's wild. That's crazy how life does that, right?
Yeah. And there's so many, he's got a couple of different number of things that happened, within that. I mean, you know, and somebody else shared the birthday of the baby and all that stuff. But to hear Todd so excited, that was so cool. So, and He had a bonfire at his place a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, of course, we're neighbors, kind of. And he invited me, and we were double booked. That happens when you're married. And he understood. So I didn't get over there. But that was like his big last hurrah before the baby came. And so when I got I got a call last week that you got as well, that he's been working a little bit on the side.
Oh, geez. Yeah. You know what?
We got to talk about it.
We will. I wish I knew the name of the place, but there is you would know the area better than we would. So what area of the town of St. Louis is that in?
Oh, it's in Imperial. It's right there along 55.
So there's a haunted car wash in Imperial right now. You know, celebrating the season here.
Yeah.
And Todd is volunteering his time, working for free, helping these guys out to put on a very spooky attraction there. And you explain it. You explain it.
I saw the video. Okay, yeah. So, you know, please understand that, you know, he was horribly maimed in the war in Afghanistan. You know, he has no arms.
Very seriously, his story is incredible. Not just what happened to him in Afghanistan, but then all of, like you said, Bo, hell and back that he went through in his recovery process and the terrible lows and then now the incredible highs of having this new baby. And he told us all about it a couple weeks ago on the show. So if you want to get that whole story on Corporal Nicely, I mean, you can look him up on Google. He's, you know, he's a pretty famous dude. And but he was with us. He told the whole story a few weeks ago. So go and get that podcast of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, and you can hear Todd's whole story. But as you said, now he's happy, healthy, doing great, having fun, and this is hilarious.
Okay, so Huey's Car Wash Express on the outer road of 55 and Imperial is where he said he has been working. I didn't know he was volunteering his time, but so picture this, if you will. You go through a haunted car wash, whatever that looks like in your mind, and towards the end, I believe, they've got Todd without his prosthetics on, without his, you know, his razor blade feet, or, you know, whatever they call them, mm-hmm. runner blade feet, or, you know, his arm attachments. They've got him hanging from a hook on a harness, and there's the chainsaw. You know, everybody loves the chainsaw guy at haunted stuff. And the chainsaw dude is looking like he's, you know, torturing Todd. And of course, Todd's playing the part and, you know, jiggling around and all. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I thought, you know what? I got to know who came up with this idea, because you might have some really sick friends.
It's the most authentic Halloween gimmick I've ever seen in a haunted house or a haunted car wash or whatever you want to call it.
But oh, yeah. Man, I didn't make it over.
And whose idea was it, Bo?
He said it was his. He says, I come up with all the best ideas.
It's just so cool to see him doing so well. You know, we talked about this in person when I first met him. Almost 10 years ago, just months after he went through what he went through in Afghanistan, he was in, you know, he was doing okay, but you could see that there was, you know, when I would, you know, had a chance to go and have a couple meals with him and spend some time with him at a couple of events, and you could just tell that there was still a lot that he was processing and dealing with at the time. And when we got a chance to catch up now, I guess, a little over a month ago, and see where he's at now and the life that he's living. And, you know, like you said, he's got his prosthetic arms and legs, and he's moving around and he's shooting guns and cutting grass and having bonfires and volunteering at the haunted car wash and having a brand new baby. I mean, it's just so great for the soul. It's just to see a guy, a truly good man who's gone through some really bad things and has made some bad decisions and made mistakes, as we all have. But, you know, his are kind of, you know, times 100 in both directions. To see him come through all that and now have this new baby, it couldn't be happier for a great guy and somebody that I'm proud to call a friend again. And big congratulations to Corporal Nicely on the birth of his son. His son's name is Elijah Nicholas. Cool story there. The middle name, Nicholas, is named after Corporal Nicely's best friend who they lost in Afghanistan. So he was so he's able to honor his fallen friend with this new baby, and his wife Michelle. Congratulations to Corporal Nicely and Michelle, and welcome to the world, baby Elijah. You got some good parents there, and welcome to the world. I promise we'll do everything we can to make it a good one, but you might have to bail us all out of some mistakes when you get a little older.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, no, what a classy dude. So a lot of attention on this guy, but he so well deserves it, and this is his mission now. He's going to be the greatest dad on the planet.
He is. So Todd and Michelle, congratulations on baby Elijah. We will talk to you soon. And you've always got friends here at Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. So we hope to talk to Corporal Nicely again real soon. Okay, so let's go ahead and take this first break here. And when we get back, we will talk to Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. Just a moment, we're going to talk to our buddy Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, who joins us every week on the show. And then in the next segment, we are going to talk to Troy DeRoos. He is a local guy, a local fisherman, who has invented a new version of a crankbait. He calls it the pole shaker. So we're going to talk to Troy about fishing, and we're going to talk to him about the pole shaker, and we're going to convince him to send us some free ones so I can go fishing with the pole shaker. And so looking forward to talking to Troy and talking about fishing. And of course, anytime we talk about fishing here on Second Amendment Radio, it's brought to you by Bluff City Outdoors over there in Alton, Illinois. Bluff City is it's about a mile away from Fast Eddie's, right there by the Mississippi River. So they specialize in big catfish gear. We had Wade Kaminsky on the show earlier this year. He caught the 110-pound catfish, and he works with Bluff City out there, which is incredible. So they got you covered with the big catfish gear. They also got you covered with all of your bass and crappie lures, anything you need for the tackle box. They got you covered. Check them out at BluffCityOutdoors.com. Right now, let's go ahead and get Aaron into the conversation. Aaron, how's it going, my friend?
Good. How are you guys?
I cannot complain at all. Hey, you know, before we get into all, I ask you this all the time. I know, but is right now it just is like election extreme.
Awesomeness.
Like, it's like the election is at an all time high. Obviously, we're so close. Does that do you feel that having any impact on? Is the election having any impact on the firearm industry, in your opinion?
Hey, man, here's the deal. Yes, it is. I think everybody's, they're starting to kind of realize, it's yes or no. You got the people that are worried about the Democrats getting into control, and Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris, right?
Kamala, yep.
Kamala, sorry. and they've basically both said that they're going to go after your guns, right? But then you're seeing these debates, these town halls, and you're realizing, like, Joe isn't there, right? Mm. So, at least that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. We watched the town hall the other night, and then one of my friends shared the 30 best moments of Joe, where he was, like, literally stuttering and double-talking and just not making any sense. So I think part of the gun community is like, there's no way this guy is going to win. Now, I'm just not in the gun community, too. You know, I mean,
right,
every kind of segment I'm in, whether it's the fire service or the aviation world or even people at my church, there's just no way this guy can win, you know, and I'm kind of hoping that's the case.
So he even said, so Beto O'Rourke, you know, was running for president on the Democrat side early on in the process, and he made his name because he was running for senator in Texas and gave Ted Cruz a little bit of a scare, and the Democrats really rallied behind him, and the Democratic Party spent millions and millions and millions on Beto O'Rourke and made him this, you know, national celebrity, essentially. And his big thing was gun control, and how he like famously said, I'm going to go door to door and I'm going to take the guns. Yeah. I'm going to take people's guns away. Well, Joe Biden a few months ago said that he would put Beto O'Rourke in charge of gun control. So, you know, that's where they stand.
The
but can they does a president really have that kind of power, Aaron? Like if Joe Biden gets elected, there's not a week later, Beto O'Rourke's not knocking on my door and asking me for my pistol, right?
Your single gun? No.
I have two guns, sir. I have two guns. Yes.
I'm just giving you a hard time. No, they're gonna have bigger fishes to fry. They're gonna have the list that they've already kind of acquired. The state of Missouri, you know, gave to the federal government twice a list of every CCW permit holder in Missouri. That's why our CCW permits went decentralized. Okay, so they used to be with the DMV, and you'd get your CCW permit, you get your approval letter from the county sheriff or county police, and then you would go down to the DMV and you would get a non-driver's license with an endorsement. So it was very centralized, and DMV, right, the people who run it now, the DOR, gave over that list of CCW permit holders to the federal government twice. They put it on a CD. Writable CD and mailed it to him in the U.S. Postal Service. So at least the Postal Service made some money. But when you look at it, that came out, and then you had the state legislature decentralize that, where now the individual county, 120-something counties, the sheriff or county police now issue that permit. So it's decentralized. So they have a list, you know what I'm saying, like rudimentary as it may be. They have been collecting this data, metadata is what it's called, and they acquire these things in fusion centers. And then, of course, you know, Facebook, Instagram, I'm not a big Twitter person, but, you know, Facebook and Instagram, I get served ads based on what I want, which is, you know, airplanes, guns, and Jeeps, right? So if they're collecting that data on me, and we know that, you know, Facebook and Instagram, they're the same company, they're, you know, in the pocket, essentially, of the left wing. They could very easily turn that metadata over to them, going, hey, this is the data we've collected, and, you know, on their predictability algorithm. If you guys have watched The Social Network on Netflix, you know, that's a really good documentary.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Aaron,
I want to say this, though. It still has to be voted on before anything could be done with the Second Amendment. It would have to go through the Congress.
Yeah, I mean, they might be able to push through. My fear would
executive
be
order.
Yeah, executive orders due to a public health crisis. And they're going to use a faulty study from a professor out in Alabama who says we are number one for mass shootings. I mean, I saw something like 1,500 mass shootings this year on a statistic, and I was like, 1,500? I was like, that's like five a day, okay? I was like, there is no way there's five shootings a day, mass shootings in the U.S. It's, you know what I'm saying?
That's like what Joe Biden said in one of his press conferences, that he said something like 150 million Americans are the victims of gun violence, which is literally, I have died, which is literally half the country. Yeah, so sometimes these numbers that they just throw out, he did the same thing with coronavirus, talked about 120 million Americans are dead, and...
Let me throw this in there. There are mass shootings every weekend in Chicago. Now the crime is way up in New York. You know, St. Louis doesn't seem to be slowing down either.
The mass shootings, the way that this professor in Alabama defined it was not connected to any other crime. So if it's a gang territory thing or, you know, drug thing, right?
That doesn't count.
It supposedly doesn't count. We're talking about, like, crazy person walks into, you know, XYZ and start shooting people. unprovoked, unattached.
Like a random act of violence kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, I heard it was. I heard it had to be four dead or four shot to be considered a mass shooting.
Three or four.
Now, when the gun coalitions, or and I use that word kind of loosely, but you know, these people that advocate for responsible firearms ownership and everything else, when they went in and they asked to audit his data, even the people who were on this guy's side asked to audit his data, he wouldn't share it so it could be peer reviewed. So that triggered these groups all kind of doing their own thing and peer reviewing each other's. And the corrected number is the U.S. is the number 42, okay, for your mass shootings and things. So it's just, but they're going to use this faulty study out of this, professor from Alabama who's got alternative motives or whatever. But that's the headline you're going to hear. You're going to hear it in the next debate, I'm sure. I've been disappointed in the media, shocking, that all they did was hammer Trump for about 40 minutes on COVID and why he doesn't wear a mask and why people around him wear a mask. And then they asked like two questions on non-COVID. And then, of course, that was only like 45 minutes total, and then the other 15 minutes are commercials. So the media is totally, not getting – because they can't. What are they going to attack them on, right? Like the economy, right? They can't do that. Jobs coming back, they can't do that.
He inherited that economy from the previous administration, as I heard it.
I heard that too.
And, hey, Aaron, Aaron, before we run out of time, give everybody the latest at Southern Armory.
Yeah, so come in, see us. We've been getting ammo every week. We're talking like 5 to 6 cases of pretty much every caliber. The calibers are hard. Let's just say, the popular calibers. Your 9, your 40, your 45, 223, 308, 300 blackout. Some calibers are just not making. We're just not going to get them for a while. And you're going to see that through probably 2021. Maybe even to early 2022. So kind of get used to the new norm, right, of the shortage on certain guns, ammunition. One manufacturer we deal with said they had $30.8 million in back orders, and they were not your Remington, Winchester, or your Hornaday. They were like kind of a smaller manufacturer, and I was just like, holy cow. You guys got this. What do the big players have? So who knows?
Yeah.
But come and see us. We'd love to chat with you, get you in firearms that we do have. One customer was in Wednesday or Thursday, and he said, man, this place is starting to fill up with guns again. I looked at him and kind of looked, said, yeah, when we had add 8 wholesalers, he just was like, really? I said, yeah, on top of the ones we already had, just to keep that flow in, and it's working for us. So, highly recommend you guys come in, chat with us about your needs, guns, ammunition, holsters, even optics, things like that. We're starting to see all that stuff come back through just, management of the business. So,
yep. And I'll plug the Facebook page for you. A wealth of knowledge there on the Southern Armory Facebook page, not only with the podcast, Second Amendment News podcast that Aaron has, and the videos and little tutorials, gun cleaning, gun building, things like that, and questions that he can answer for you on the Southern Armory Facebook page, along with everything there at the store. Is just a great, another great way to keep up with everything.
So come in, see us. We're located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
And that's the owner of Southern Armory, Aaron Tarlow. Aaron, thanks for your time, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, we'll chat with you next week.
You bet. All right, well, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk to Troy DeRoos about the pole shaker. Don't go anywhere. Listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. And welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. Great show today. If you missed any of it or you want to hear it again, don't forget about our podcast. You can get two podcasts from Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors every week. We put out the show podcast on Fridays, so you can actually take the show with you before it even airs on the weekends on 97.1 and on KMOX. And then we put out our podcast exclusive on Mondays, and that's just a little bit of a deeper discussion. Sometimes we talk about fishing. Sometimes we talk about hunting. Sometimes we talk about belly button lights. You just never know what you're going to get on.
You're so weird.
Hey, that's a true story. That's a true story. You never
know. You don't want to miss the exclusive, is my point.
You never know what you're going to get on the podcast exclusive. That goes out every Monday. You could get our podcasts anywhere that you get podcasts, basically. But I would recommend the radio.com app, because the radio.com app is free. Once you have it, you favorite the radio station, and then you can stream the station 24/7, no matter where you're at. You can rewind live radio. So if you hear an interview or you hear a discussion, you want to just rewind and hear it again, you can do that. Very cool feature there. And of course, you can get all the podcasts from all the shows on the radio station there on the radio.com app. And again, it is all free. So very, very good stuff there. And many times on that podcast, we talk about the great outdoors. And of course, anytime we're talking about the great outdoors here on the show, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They are your full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts, whether it's sports shooting, home security, or hunting, or anything else. They've got great accessories as well. Find them online at RazorbackArmory.com on Manchester Road, a half mile east of 270 in De Pere. Tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
And Bo, I'm going to let you introduce our guest. We talked about Troy DeRusse earlier in the show, and the inventor of the pole shaker lure, but he's a friend of yours, so you introduce Troy to the audience and bring him into the conversation.
It would be my pleasure. Troy and his wife Melissa are true entrepreneurs in every sense of the word. They've been in the restaurant business. They've been in the bar business. They've been in, Troy's been a bricklayer, concrete. I mean, he's a heavy duty guy, and he's outside all the time. He loves to fish. He loves to hunt. And he's become one of my really good friends in the last few years. And I saw him on Facebook with the pole shaker. And the image that was in my mind, and I just want to reference this and nothing else, it made me think when I heard pole shaker, I thought of the fail video of the woman who has a pole in her kitchen and she's trying to do moves on this chrome pole and it falls and she crashes. But that has nothing to do with the pole shaker. No. Troy DeRusse, welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. How are you, buddy?
How are you guys?
Doing good, Troy. You guys must be good friends if Bo can introduce you as a heavy guy.
Yeah. Hey.
You caught that, right?
That dude is, yes, that dude is great. I tell you what. I always look forward to getting a text from him and saying we're going to get to meet up at some point. You know, it's always fun.
And I meant heavy into what he's into.
No,
I didn't mean heavy.
You said heavy. You said heavy duty guy, and I'm just messing with you.
So when he gets away, his new passion obviously has been this lure. It's called the pole shaker. Troy, how did you come up with this, man? This is so cool.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit earlier. It's a crankbait style lure, correct?
Yeah, I got crankbait and I got topwater as well.
Yeah.
Cool. We just, it come from my grandson, and we was fishing one day, and he always kept saying, "Oh, I got one, Grandpa," and never nothing on it. So I kept telling him, when your pole shakes, you know, when you jerk and then your pole shakes, that's, you know, you got a fish on there. Mm-hmm. And it went on and on.
That's
and, you know,
cool.
he had the monsters and stuff, you know, went on. And finally, one day he caught a pretty decent fish. And ever since that day, that has stuck in my head for a pole shaker. And it just, my wheels turn 24/7. And that's where it stemmed from. It come from me and my grandson fishing.
That's so cool. That makes sense, too, because if you have the right crankbait on that's got some really good action, you know, as a kid you could be reeling that in and it could feel that you feel that vibration and it might feel like a little fish is on there, so you'd be reeling in and thinking, you know, just the action of the crankbait is a fish, but it's not. But I like that if you give it a jerk and the pole shakes
still.
Yeah, you give it a jerk and the pole shakes,
that's day, sometimes I'll be reeling my crankbait in and I'll be like, oh, I got one or whatever,
right.
And only to find out I only pull up my crankbait.
Yeah, exactly.
Those things can be tricky.
So what's the difference between a traditional crankbait and the pole shaker?
Well, they all are basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
We're just, we got our own touch that we put to these things. You know, when we get them, we kind of look at everything and assess the situation and see what route we're going to go, and, you know, how we're going to paint it,
yeah,
and all that good stuff there. So,
are they square bill, round bill?
We're a Ma and Pa style business. So, yeah, you know, when you support Ma and Pa, you support a dream.
Amen to that. Amen to that. I cannot stress, you know, we're talking about our buddies at Bluff City Outdoors who sponsor all the fishing segments here on the show. And it's really important to Mark and the guys at Bluff City that they carry a lot of local guys. They carry a lot of local lure makers, gear makers there at Bluff Cities, and we've talked about that a lot on the show about supporting the local businesses that are involved in the outdoors, whether it be fishing or hunting or camping or whatever. So yeah, I can't recommend a product like that enough.
I'm pretty happy down home here, Dunn Sporting Goods there in Peabody, Missouri. They got my stuff hanging right next to all these top dog guys.
That's so cool. I'm
just tickled pink with that. You know, and I'm, you know, people are choosing my stuff over some of those guys, you know, and that's no better feeling to see that. And I've even had a couple pictures come in, you know, of guys, you know, hey, look, you know, they're not giant monster wall hanger fish, but, you know, they're nice fish. And, you know, they're catching fish on your baits that you spent your time on. And just a couple days ago, we had another in my hometown, DeSoto, Missouri. We had Fish's Quick Stop there in DeSoto on Highway 21. I made contact with those, and I'll be selling my stuff in there as well.
Awesome.
Coming soon. So, you know, it's pretty neat to see the local people help a guy out, you know.
Go ahead, Bo.
Yeah, you know what? I would say that the lures themselves are beautiful, and I know you guys are working on an online store that's going to happen, so anybody can get it that hears it on the podcast or hears it, you know, here on the show. But Troy, we do have a fee that we do charge to have you as a guest on the show, and that's to tell us where your favorite fishing spots are,
or just send us some free lures. I'll take either one. You can either give me your secrets or you can give me your product. Either
GPS
one,
coordinates.
I'll accept either one.
Hey, on a day like today, I can't believe anybody's even working.
Oh,
we've got one
no
more good
kidding.
Day of fishing in, and I do believe you'll find me later on this afternoon. I'm going to be trying to get me a last cast in before this cold weather hits,
yeah,
because it's
good
here,
for you.
You know, and I don't have any. I need your shirt sizes, and I'll take care of you on that.
Oh, I would love a pole shaker t-shirt. Are you kidding me? Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'll get you a couple lures, head up that way, and then
God.
We get through the winter months there. When you guys take a sick day, we'll all get sick on the same day.
Amen.
and we'll
Troy,
we'll
I will rock that. I will rock the gear. I can guarantee you that.
I got to interject here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Facebook page is Pole Shaker, all one word. Let me describe. He's heavy duty and he's tattooed up. Now, do you have the Pole Shaker tattoo on your body yet, Troy?
Not yet. And not yet.
That's awesome.
Not yet. I unfortunately, tomorrow was actually a tattoo day for me, but I was just things aren't right for me as far as timing, and then I had to reschedule it. So it's going to be January, February, and I'm sure I'll have
that's
that
so cool
somewhere on me.
So, Troy, before we run out of time, I want to talk a little bit more about the lure. You said that it's the crankbait one, is it a square bill, is it a round bill? Do you do the deep dive, the shallow dive, and
yep,
then
I do all of them.
Okay, so you
my main focus is square bill.
Yeah, good. I like those better.
Of them, yeah, they're great lures, you know. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of them as a kid growing up, and you know, I grew up as a worm guy my whole life fishing, and then several springs ago, I got hooked on a couple of crankbaits there, and I started catching big fish, and I've been hooked on crankbait fishing ever since.
And topwater is my favorite way to fish, whether it be...
That is nothing better than that.
Amen. Whether it be a buzzbait, a whopper plopper, you know, hula popper, whatever. So the pole shaker topwater style, what is... What is that, more of a buzz bait kind of style, or is it more of a plopper style? What does that one look
it's
like?
It's the plopper style. It's the plopper style. And can, you know, again, I can paint in any color that you would like. We've caught fish on them, nothing giant yet, but I just can't get away from, my crankbaits long enough to do it. But, you know,
well, it's a better time of year right now. It's better time to be crankbait than it is topwater. So I get
it. Well, some people argue that point. I had one of my guys, one of my good buddies, Jay Buffett, just won the Bass Championship down in, Texas, down Toledo Bend. He caught one of his lures was on a topwater bait.
No kidding.
To help him win that championship. Yep. And I got a relative of mine who does the plastic baits on there. It's hog baits. And that dude is—he's kicking it hard right now, and it's pretty interesting to see how everything lays out, and you know the people that get to use your stuff, and you know it's a lot of fun. I'm telling you.
Do you have any favorite lakes, public lakes in the area that you like to go to? You know, I have Fish Caffeine and. And welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. Great show today. If you missed any of it or you want to hear it again, don't forget about our podcast. You can get two podcasts from Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors every week. We put out the show podcast on Fridays, so you can actually take the show with you before it even airs on the weekends on 97.1 and on KMOX. And then we put out our podcast exclusive on Mondays, and that's just a little bit of a deeper discussion. Sometimes we talk about fishing, sometimes we talk about hunting, sometimes we talk about belly button lights. You just never know what you're going to get on.
You're so weird.
Hey, that's a true story. That's a true story. You never
know. You don't want to miss the exclusive is my point.
You never know what you're going to get on the podcast exclusive. That goes out every Monday. You could get our podcasts anywhere that you get podcasts, basically. But I would recommend the radio.com app, because the radio.com app is free. Once you have it, you favorite the radio station, and then you can stream the station 24/7, no matter where you're at. You can rewind live radio. So if you hear an interview or you hear a discussion, you want to just rewind and hear it again, you can do that. Very cool feature there. And of course, you can get all the podcasts from all the shows on the radio station there on the radio.com app. And again, it is all free. So very, very good stuff there. And many times on that podcast, we talk about the great outdoors. And of course, anytime we're talking about the great outdoors here on the show, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They are your full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts, whether it's sports shooting, home security, or hunting, or anything else. They've got great accessories as well. Find them online at RazorbackArmory.com on Manchester Road, a half mile east of 270 in De Pere. Tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
And Bo, I'm going to let you introduce our guest. We talked about Troy DeRusse earlier in the show and the inventor of the Pole Shaker Lure, but he's a friend of yours, so you introduce Troy to the audience and bring him into the conversation.
It would be my pleasure. Troy and his wife, Melissa, are true entrepreneurs in every sense of the word. They've been in the restaurant business. They've been in the bar business. They've been in, Troy's been like a bricklayer, concrete. I mean, he's a heavy-duty guy, and he's outside all the time. He loves to fish. He loves to hunt. And he's become one of my really good friends in the last few years. And I saw him on Facebook with the pole shaker. And the image that was in my mind, and I just want to reference this and nothing else, it made me think when I heard pole shaker, I thought of the fail video of the woman who has a pole in her kitchen and she's trying to do moves on this chrome pole and it falls and she crashes. But that has nothing to do with the pole shaker. No. Troy DeRusse, welcome to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. How are you, buddy?
How are you guys?
Doing good, Troy. You guys must be good friends if Bo can introduce you as a heavy guy.
Yeah.
You caught that, right?
That dude is great. I tell you what. I always look forward to getting a text from him and saying we're going to get to meet up at some point. You know, it's always fun.
And I meant heavy into what he's into.
No,
I didn't mean heavy.
You said heavy. You said heavy duty guy, and I'm just messing with you.
So when he gets away, his new passion obviously has been this lure. It's called the Pole Shaker. Troy, how did you come up with this, man? This is so cool.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit earlier. It's a crankbait style lure, correct?
Yeah, I got crankbait and I got topwater as well.
Yeah.
We just, it come from my grandson, and we was fishing one day, and he always kept saying, "Oh, I got one, Grandpa," and never nothing on it. So I kept telling him, when your pole shakes, you know, when you jerk and your pole shakes, that's, you know, you got a fish on there. Mm-hmm. And it went on and on.
That's
and, you know,
cool.
he had the monsters and stuff, you know, went on. And finally, one day he caught a pretty decent fish. And ever since that day, that has stuck in my head for a pole shaker. And it just, my wheels turn 24/7, and that's where it stemmed from. It come from me and my grandson fishing.
That's so cool. That makes sense, too, because if you have the right crankbait on that's got some really good action, you know, as a kid, you could be reeling that in, and it could feel that, you feel that vibration, and it might feel like a little fish is on there. So you'd be reeling in and thinking, you know, just the action of the crankbait is a fish, but it's not. But I like that. If you give it a jerk and the pole shakes,
that's sometimes I'll be reeling my crankbait in and I'll be like, "Oh, I got one," or whatever.
Right.
And only to find out I only pull up my crankbait.
Yeah, exactly.
Those things can be tricky.
So what's the difference between a traditional crankbait and the pole shaker?
Well, they all are basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
We got our own touch that we put to these things. You know, when we get them, we kind of look at everything and assess the situation and see what route we're going to go, and, you know, how we're going to paint it.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff there. So,
are they square bill, round bill?
We're a Ma and Pa style business, so yeah. You know, when you support Ma and Pa, you support the dream.
Amen to that. Amen to that. I cannot stress. You know, we're talking about our buddies at Bluff City Outdoors, who sponsor all the fishing segments here on the show, and it's really important to Mark and the guys at Bluff City that they carry a lot of local guys. They carry a lot of local lure makers, gear makers there at Bluff Cities, and we've talked about that a lot on the show, about supporting the local businesses that are involved in the outdoors, whether it be fishing or hunting or camping or whatever. So yeah, I can't recommend a product like that enough.
I'm pretty happy down home here, Dunn Sporting Goods there in Peabody, Missouri. They got my stuff hanging right next to all these top dog guys.
That's so cool. I'm
just tickled pink with that. You know, and I'm, you know, people are choosing my stuff over some of those guys, you know, and that's no better feeling to see that. And I've even had a couple pictures come in, you know, of guys, you know, "Hey, look, you know, they're not giant monster wall hanger fish, but, you know, they're nice fish, and you know, they're catching fish on your baits that you spent your time on." And just a couple days ago, we had another in my hometown, DeSoto, Missouri. We had Fish's Quick Stop there in DeSoto on Highway 21. I made contact with those, and I'll be selling my stuff in there as well.
That's awesome.
Coming soon. So, you know, it's pretty neat to see the local people help a guy out, you know.
Go ahead, Bo.
Yeah, you know what? I would say that the lures themselves are beautiful, and I know you guys are working on an online store that's going to happen, so anybody can get it that hears it on the podcast or hears it, you know, here on the show. But Troy, we do have a fee that we do charge to have you as a guest on the show, and that's to tell us where your favorite fishing spots are,
or just send us some free lures. I'll take either one. You can either give me your secrets or you can give me your product.
GPS coordinates, please.
I'll accept either one.
Hey, on a day like today, I can't believe anybody's even working.
Oh,
we've got one
no
more good
kidding.
Day of fishing in, and I do believe you'll find me later on this afternoon. I'm gonna be trying to get me a last cast in before this cold weather hits.
Yeah,
because it's
good
here,
for you.
You know. And I don't have any. I need your shirt sizes, and I'll take care of you on that.
Oh, I would love a pole shaker T-shirt. Are you kidding me? Heck yeah!
Yeah, I'll get you a couple lures. Head up that way, and then
oh my god,
we get through the winter months there. When you guys take a sick day, we'll all get sick on the same day.
Amen. and we'll Troy, I will rock that. I will rock the gear. I can guarantee you that.
I got to interject here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Facebook page is Paul Shaker, all one word. Let me describe. He's heavy duty and he's tattooed up. Now, do you have the Paul Shaker tattoo on your body yet, Troy?
Not yet, and not yet.
That's awesome.
Not yet. Unfortunately, tomorrow was actually a tattoo day for me, but I was just things aren't right for me as far as timing, and then I had to reschedule it. So it's going to be January, February, and I'm sure I'll have
that's so cool
somewhere on me.
So Troy, before we run out of time, I want to talk a little bit more about the lure. You said that it's the crankbait one, is it a square bill? Is it a round bill? Do you do the deep dive, the shallow dive,
I do all of them.
Okay, so you...
my main focus is square bill.
Yeah, good. I like those better.
Of them, yeah, they're great. They're great lures. You know, mm-hmm. I had a couple of them as a kid growing up, and you know, I grew up as a worm guy my whole life fishing, and then several springs ago. I got hooked on a couple of crankbaits there, and I started catching big fish, and I've been hooked on crankbait fishing ever since.
And topwater is my favorite way to fish, whether it be...
That is nothing better than that.
Amen. Whether it be a buzzbait, a whopper plopper, you know, hula popper, whatever. So the pole shaker topwater style, what is that more of a buzzbait kind of style, or is it more of a plopper style? What does that one look like?
It's the plopper style. Okay. It's the plopper style. And can, you know, again, I can paint in any color that you would like. We've caught fish on them, nothing giant yet, but I just can't get away from, my crankbaits long enough to do it, but, you know.
Well, it's a better time of year right now. It's better time to be crankbait than it is topwater. So I get it.
Well, some people argue that point. I had one of my guys, one of my good buddies, Jay Buffett, just won the Bass Championship down in, Texas, down Toledo Bend. He caught one of his lures was on a topwater bait.
No kidding.
To help him win that championship. Yep. And I got a relative of mine who does the plastic baits on there. It's hog baits. And that dude is kicking it hard right now, and it's pretty interesting to see how everything lays out, and you know, the people that get to use your stuff, and you know, it's a lot of fun, I'm telling you.
Do you have any favorite lakes, public lakes in the area that you like to go to? You know, I've fished Coffeen and Carlisle and Spanish Lake and Sunfish Lake and you know, all these different places. Do you have any favorite public lakes in the area?
We go to the Ozarks quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we go there, and that lake is so hard, and I think that's why I like going so much, because it's so hard to fish. You know, we got a private lake. It's a 100-acre lake there in DeSoto that we can go to, and we got lake lots in there, and that's where I do a lot of my practicing in. You know, I take my lures and. You know, I take them out and then I run them. And if I don't catch a fish there, then I put it up, you know, and it's like, well, I can't really, I don't feel comfortable putting it out there. So we've only had a couple of them out of about 50 different ones we've made that didn't produce. And one of my biggest bass to date come on one of my own personal lures.
Oh, that has to be an incredible feeling to catch a big bass on a lure that you made. We only got, we're almost out of time here with Troy DeRoos. Bo, you got last one for Troy?
I do. I remember at the beginning of this conversation with Troy DeRoos, I mentioned he's an entrepreneur. He invented the deep fried chicken bowl. He's just an amazing guy. And matter of fact, his wife is actually the better half, but you know, they're smart business people. This time of the year, of course, they're going to have their own pumpkin seed bait that goes along with pole shakers. If you haven't seen it, it's pumpkin colored. So go get your pumpkin spice latte, go grab you a pole shaker, pumpkin seed bait, and go fishing.
Yeah. So Troy,
that pumpkin seed won fifth place in a tournament about 3 weekends ago.
That's
I fished
great.
In, believe it or not.
Yep. So even the fish love pumpkin spice.
Yeah. So, Troy, one more time, all the different places, whether it be on social media or there in the retail retail space, if people want to support, like you said, a local mom and pop, support a dream, and stock up the tackle box with some pole shakers, how can they find them?
You can go to Facebook, go to Pole Shaker. You can go to and like us there, too, as well, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to Dunn Sporting Good in Peavely, Missouri, and soon, probably by the end of this month of October, we will be in Fish's Quick Stop in DeSoto, Missouri, right off of Highway 21. I'm going to stock their shelves up here. I'm in the works of making them their base that they want. And
love it.
At that point, so we're always looking, you know. So
love
if you're
it.
If you're a bait shop and you need a couple good lures throwed in there from a local guy, hit me up if you don't mind.
Well, Troy, the Pole Shaker, I can't wait to fish with it. I can't wait to fish with you, and I can't wait to have you back on the show. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, I appreciate it, my friends.
You
take
bet.
Care.
See you, brother.
All right,
see
you,
my man.
That's going to do it for another edition of the show. We will see you back here next week for another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.